Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Ireland in shutdown until September. Summertime blues and summer shows shut down. That's the Sun, the Mirror and the Irish Examiner's headlines all this morning. This is as the Mirror puts it today. Summer was cancelled yesterday, relating to news that, as you heard Kieran mention there, the shutters effectively came down on all events attracting over 5,000 people for the summer months. I don't think that was in any way surprising, but we probably hoped they might go ahead. You had confirmation yesterday, and as Kieran mentioned, there'll be more coming up on that element of the COVID-19 story here on News Talk Breakfast from 7. That, though, and the potential easing of restrictions is what the Irish Times leads with this morning. Government considers plan to ease lockdown restrictions in stages. What's interesting here, the restrictions introduced to deal with COVID-19, they may be eased in stages every 2 to 3 weeks if efforts to tackle the virus are successful, and this is under plans being considered at the minute by the government. But according to the Irish Times this morning, they describe well-placed sources said any easing of the restrictions at the end of the current period of the lockdown, this is on the 5th of May, would be very limited. Ministers and officials, they're working on this kind of a plan to try and ease restrictions, but there is anxiety within the government about acting too hastily and then having to maybe reintroduce strict measures again down the line. The paper says the first phase of restrictions will be lifted. They will be very, very limited, said one source, who added that even returning to the measures that were in place before the effective lockdown was introduced on the 12th of April or the 12th of May, that could be even too drastic. Speaking though on RTE's primetime last night, Leo Varadkar said he said the government would outline its plan before the 5th of May and it would be considered then by the cabinet by the end of April. But he also said that he hoped to ease restrictions after May 5th, but he didn't want to give any false assurances. And I think that's the point that we should probably take note of this morning. I have to say, my own gut feeling on this, I think people think there's going to be some mass easing of measures on the 5th of May, and I don't know why people think that, because as you heard there, Leo Varadkar doesn't want to give any false assurances. I know people might be disappointed, but I don't know what people think is going to happen on May 5th. But anyway, we want to hear from you this morning. Let us know, the easing of restrictions maybe in 2 to 3 week periods, as the Irish Times puts it this morning. Would you be happy with that? What's maybe the one measure that you'd really like to see lifted? Is it the 2 kilometre restriction? Is it maybe the reopening of hardware shops? You can let us know your view this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The story that caught my eye this morning is the front page of the Irish Independent. How do you feel about wearing a mask? Because the Irish Independent tells us this morning, their headline, people returning to work after lockdown lifted will have to wear masks. That's the paper's headline. Their public affairs correspondent, Amy Malloy, writing this morning that concerns have been raised about whether Ireland will have enough face masks to meet demand now, as health experts predict the public will soon be required to wear them, because the World Health Organization is expected to issue this policy U-turn on wearing masks. Experts fear that this may see another surge then in demand and maybe potentially jeopardise the supply to the HSE staff, but the World Health Organization currently recommending that healthy people should only wear a mask if caring for someone who has the virus. Experts though believe this advice may be about to change, and they say it's after what the Independent describes as compelling new research showing the virus may be spread by people talking, and therefore masks may be helpful in curtailing transmission. Wearing masks while shopping or travelling on public transport is now mandatory though in a number of EU countries and in the US. And Professor Sam McConkie, who of course is an infectious disease expert at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, he's quoted in the front of the Irish Independent this morning saying that he believes the whole population should be wearing masks when in public places. But while he believes masks should be worn by everyone, he warned it could be a disaster if this results in a shortage of masks for frontline staff. So how do you feel about wearing a mask when you go back to work? If it meant that you could go back to work maybe in the next couple of weeks and that you could go back to using public transport, would you be happy to wear one? You can let us know your view this morning, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And you can also get us on Twitter too today at Breakfast NT. Also inside the Irish Independent, if you do fancy a little bit of make and do when you're off at the moment, the Irish Independent has a guide on page 3 of the paper this morning on the best materials to use for homemade masks, and that's a piece by Eilish O'Regan, page 3 of the Irish Independent this morning. To some of the other stories though that you're going to be talking about today, 2 years for economy to recover from the virus. Also the front page story of the Irish Independent as well this morning. The economy could bounce back from the devastation of the crisis in 2 years, but this is going to depend on efforts to combat the disease here and also abroad. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue made the assessment as he told the enormous damage that the pandemic is set to cause. Forecasts show the economy expected to shrink by 10.5% this year, as an anticipated budget surplus may now be a deficit of €23 billion. More on that story coming up on the News Talk Breakfast as well from 8 o'clock this morning. The other story too, an interesting piece for students out there and particularly for parents as well this morning. Front page of the Independent, thousands more students are likely to qualify now this year for the SUSE College Grant. This is for the next academic year, I should say. And it's because, again, of course, of the impact of COVID-19 on the household finances. Now, just to point out, the SUSE application, this is for the grants, the process, it opens for applications for the 2020-2021 period tomorrow, with confirmation income losses suffered by students and families as a result of the current emergency. They will be taken into account in deciding eligibility. There's more on that story too, also on page 14 of the Irish Independent this morning. I should point out to people out there, especially if you're somebody that normally uses public transport to get to and from work, the annual commuter ticket holders to get refunds as the virus, of course, halts most travel. This is page 9 of the Independent. Charlie Weston writing this morning that rail and bus commuters with the annual tickets are going to be in line now for a refund. The National Transport Authority said it's working on solutions to refund those who've paid for the tickets, but of course they're not now using them due to the current lockdown. Just a few other interesting stories out there this morning. Page 16 of the Irish Independent. You may have missed it yesterday, but just on the government formation, the Independent TDs, they want new roads, they want hospital wards, they're looking for extra state payments for farmers. This is all in return for entering into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because this document drafted by one group of independents sets out a detailed list of demands for their constituencies, along with new economic and housing policies. Lots on that story inside all of the papers too this morning. Just an interesting story caught my eye this morning in the British Telegraph, page 14 of the paper there. This is depression linked to drinking in pregnancy. Children born to mothers who drink alcohol during pregnancy are up to 17% more likely to develop depression once they reached their own adulthood. This is according to a survey conducted by the University of Bristol. And the researchers analysed data from over 14,500 expectant mothers surveyed in Bristol during the 1990s, and then about a third of whom consumed drink, alcohol, between 18 to 32 weeks of pregnancy. And they found that the kids of those who drank had a much higher risk of depression at the age of 18 by comparison with the offspring of the mums who didn't. This study, published in the Journal of Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research, also examined the drinking habits of the women's partners, but it found little evidence of a link with adolescent depression there. Interesting survey from the University of Bristol inside the British Telegraph too this morning. Also the Irish Examiner this morning running with a story just in relation to rent, something we constantly talk about, but even still during this period the average rent now that people are paying in Ireland rose to over €1,200 per month last year. Renters in seven counties spending more than €1,000 as well per month. This is the average rent jumped by 6.4% in 2019. The latest figures from the Residential Tenancies Board, this is their index, and the lowest annual increase though since 2014. An incredible story, page 3 of the Telegraph in Britain this morning. People are removing their own teeth as a lack of PPE prevents dentists from treating patients. This is the British Dental Association. They say over half of dentists in England are lacking the right the personal protective equipment to treat their patients during the current pandemic at urgent dental care hubs across Britain. And the organisation, the BDA, which represents the UK dentists, are warning that individuals with urgent problems are now having to, as they say, take matters into their own hands. Billy Taylor is one individual who is quoted in the front of the Telegraph this morning, or inside the paper, and claims that he was forced to pull out his own tooth as he was in excruciating pain and was unable to get to any dentist for treatment. Needless to say, the British Dental Association is advising people against DIY dental extraction jobs. The Examiner has an interesting guide this morning on eating well. Well, eating healthy, I should say, during the lockdown. And just finally, inside the Mail this morning, why telly addicts are hardwired. The couch potatoes, they are programmed that way by their genes. A large-scale study suggests that some people are simply hardwired to sit and watch the TV. Researchers studied the genetic makeup of people and they corresponded it with how long they watch television for. Those who watch more than an average of 2 hours and 48 minutes per day and found they have genetic quirks in common. I found 145 genetic variations for watching more than the average person. Those are the stories making the headlines as well this morning.